Crossings is having an event, Crossing Healthcare, and I always throw an S, an extra S on there. I'm not sure why. I think everybody does that, though. Is that correct?
That's Tanya? Correct. I hear that
they,
a lot.
They say Tanya, and they say Crossings.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's up with that. It's like a mental block. I do say Tanya, but I get stuck on the crossing part. I want to add an S.
I know.
You're
a lot
that
of people
big.
Do. Hey, it's great.
All right.
It's great. We're good.
Well, thanks for coming in today along with Allison Reha. Is that how it's pronounced?
Reha, yeah.
Reha. Okay. I'm sorry about that. You're a dietitian here. You guys are doing your host this cooking event, and you're doing this on the today in the parking lot near the main entrance. So you're hoping for sunshine as well. And you're going to do it's a free event with hands-on grilling demonstration, licensed to grill. Everyone is invited to come out here. A healthy eating is such a problem in this country in the lack of. People are eating all processed food. It's cheaper. People don't shop the edges of the grocery store the way they should. Mm-hmm. You know, I was guilty of that until a year ago. You know, we've changed the way we're eating. We don't diet. You know, and I get tired of people, you know, are you dieting? And there's like these people that want to drag you down, you know, and they do a lot of that for whatever reason. We're just eating healthier and eating different. This can change so much of the dynamic, not only in our community, but in our nation. We've got heavy set kids. We've got onset diabetes that's like off the charts. A lot of this is preventable.
You're absolutely correct. First of all, I'm just grateful that Crossing Healthcare has two wonderful dietitians. Because if you are without insurance or on Illinois Medicaid, there is no significant coverage to go sit with a dietitian and get that kind of guidance. And to your very point, healthy diet nutrition is the basis or the foundation for your overall health. And so I feel like if we don't start there, we're just throwing things at once diseases get progressed, and we're not starting with the root cause. So I'm so grateful that we have Allison on our team and another dietitian named Elizabeth. And they are creative, and they develop programs just like this, this grilling event, to try to make healthy eating and cooking fun.
Do they still teach it in grade school? I remember learning about the pyramid, you know, of and I know we changed that. Like every 10 years, they got to tinker with stuff. But are kids still learning at a young age?
Yeah, in fact, you know, nutrition is becoming more and more prevalent within the classroom setting with the new wellness committees that have been developed throughout the school districts.
Well, that's good, but I think we went away from it for a while. You know, where I know in Little Man, I don't remember him ever bringing home anything that had to do with here's what you need to eat and why.
Correct.
And so it is an educational thing, and that's why you're doing events like this. I mean,
yes.
It's marketing in a way, in that you have to sort of reteach people or teach them for the first time to get rid of bad habits, and also the whole idea behind the garden. I mean, that was the idea that you would
Absolutely.
Grow fresh, healthy food, and this thing has been a spectacular
Huge.
Success. Yes, right?
Absolutely. And Allison can speak to it, but we started with just 40 participants. And what's your goal this year, Allison?
200.
That's amazing growth.
Yep, it's huge growth. And it's one of the things that engages people with our clinic the most. And so the clients that participate in the prescription produce program are more likely to stay engaged with the clinic and engage in other types of behaviors and educational opportunities to improve their health.
Okay, and make it
perfect.
Fun, right?
Exactly.
And so we were very happy this year that you guys applied for a grant from the WSOY Community
yes.
Food Drive, and really thrilled that that's, you know, helping to fund that program and so you can
yes.
grow, you know, and increase those numbers. But tonight I was looking at the menu, and I got to tell you that you have one of my all-time favorite things. There's nothing better on this earth than grilled caramelized pineapple. I'm not kidding. You. It is unbelievable. And if you've ever been to a Brazilian dinner, it's sort of like you have a green light and a red light, and the green, they just keep bringing meat to you.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the side dishes is always this pineapple, and it is amazing. I mean,
fantastic.
When you have the pineapple and you can't tell whether the filet mignon is your favorite or the pineapple, you know how good that is.
Right. And you know, that caramelized grill on that pineapple is just perfect
Matt,
for a healthy
I'm telling
dessert.
You, it is unbelievable. All right, so what will you guys be doing specifically? And then what time does it start, and how can everyone – people can just show up, right?
Yeah, it's today at 2. It's
okay.
Right outside out in our front parking lot right next to the door. And we are going to be really approaching this at like a sensory education where you can smell it, you can see it, you can feel it, you can taste it, and then walk away with the recipes to make it at home.
All right, so there's a little bit of fun, a little bit of education. People get a sample, maybe something new. You guys are also going to be doing some other things like fish and fresh salsa and some other stuff as well.
Yeah, like
really
a hot,
summery.
Cold salsa yeah. from the grill.
Yeah, that's very cool. All right, so what's next then, Tanya? I mean, obviously you got a big job, big task. Educating people is hard. You don't turn things around on a dime. We have the access to programs in this community.
Correct.
How do we build that bridge? Because it seems to me Macon County is not unlike most counties in Illinois or most counties anywhere in that we've got experts like yourselves and we've got facilities and we've got committees and we've got people that are doing things and then we've got people over here that maybe aren't participating. How do you get those two together? Is that the constant challenge no matter what we're talking about?
It is the constant challenge, and it's something that we think about all the time. And really, I think the more that we can bring things directly to people in the places where they're at, the better that we seem to do. But also, which is why our clinic is located right where it's located. And I think that the more that we can do that, we build trust. You know, I talk to a lot of people who are patients of our health center or people that need our services. And there still seems to be a lack of trust of care providers, of authority, of whomever or whatever. And so I think that the more that we can bring things directly to people, build relationships, the more that they will engage. And that's exactly what we're trying to do.
You know, it is tough. And people have, you know, or worse, are taught at a young age, you know,
yes,
this or that. And that face-to-face interaction and experience breaks down those stereotypes across life. I mean, it is much easier to think something about someone else when you don't
exactly
have any personal relationship. You sit down at a table and have a conversation. It's harder to reinforce those stereotypes. And I know you guys have done a lot of work there. I know what a tough lift that is, and you continue to reach out, which is why we're happy to have you on and talk about these things, because it does matter. And I know there are people out there that get very cynical about the world, and I understand, but these folks are really doing amazing work in our community and breaking down those barriers. And even if you're just a selfish person that wants a healthier, more productive community, this investment on the front end pays dividends on the back end, because it's a lot less expensive to sort of reach people on the front side of life than to take care of them for
You're
the rest
correct.
Of their life, whether it's healthcare cost or incarceration or whatever. That strain to the system is unbelievable. People ought to invest in these kind of programs because it's changing the future of our community.
I agree completely, and it's really why Crossing does a lot of the things that we do. We focus on substance abuse and behavioral health. We focus on diet, nutrition. All of the things that we're doing is to get at people early, but then also try to redirect people who maybe have headed down a wrong path towards being productive citizens. That's the end goal. And you have to be healthy and you have to be well physically and emotionally to be able to do that.
You know,
that's,
it was interesting.
Our role.
I know people were sort of mocking this Kim Kardashian and Trump story, but we talked to the director of the prison, the women's prison that's here in Macon County, and so many of these young women and mothers are in jail because of behavior that was committed by the husband or the boyfriend, and a lot of it involves narcotics and drugs. And why would we not, instead of like making career criminals, you know, turn people into productive citizens?
I do not know why, and I agree with you completely, and I'm really pleased. One of the programs that is at our women's correctional facility is that mother-child
yes.
program that they have, and we're the healthcare provider for those moms. And you know, it's really neat to watch them come into the clinic with their children and engage with their pediatrician, understand how to provide care, and really learn how to be a good mom
yeah.
to their children, and they're invested in that. And that's on the outside.
Well,
how they'll be greater.
I applaud everything you guys are doing.
Yep.
You're able to treat people in a medical setting, but not be clinical.
Exactly.
And so you don't, when you go in, you just don't have that feeling. And I get why when things get institutionalized, you know, people lose trust, right? Because,
correct.
I mean, you're talking to the same gray walls and the same orange chairs, and always somebody will put a little life in it. We'll get different colored chairs. I mean, that's sort of been the approach over
yes.
the years, right?
It has been. And that's exactly what we were trying to avoid when we designed and built this facility. It's supposed to be warm. It's supposed to feel inviting. And I think that we've accomplished that.
All right. Well, great stuff. Today, 2 o'clock in the parking lot, rain was standing. It's going to be fine, right?
It'll be
yeah,
fine.
No, we're going to do it regardless.
All right. If you want to check out some great food and get some great ideas and take home some great recipes, you can do this. And if you have a chance to support Crossing Healthcare in any way, as the food drive was able to do with their gardens this year, I would highly encourage you to do it. It is a fantastic organization that's doing a ton of lifting in this community and an awful lot of work on the front end, which is where we ought to be investing in our community. So I know you got somebody coming from the Illinois State University as an intern or whatever.
Yeah, her name's Stephanie. She's been great, and her last day is Friday, so this is her leadership project she's been working on.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, fun stuff. Guys, thanks for coming out. We really
Thank
appreciate
you for
it.
Having us.